Hi there, I am Giada, your host and coach. Welcome to Inner Impact. This podcast is for socially conscious business owners, creatives, and leaders like you who want to bring their impactful work to life with care, joy, and alignment. This is a space to reconnect with yourself, realign your work with what matters, and nurture the impact you want to create in the world. Hi there, welcome to a new episode of Inner Impact. Well, you may have noticed that this episode is coming out on an unusual day and after a break of about 2 weeks, I think. And I want to take a moment to talk about that before we dive into today's topic. Well, the main reason why I haven't published this episode on the expected day is that I haven't been feeling very well lately. Nothing serious, no need to worry. But I want to acknowledge that because I want to acknowledge the fact that I am a human and you are too, and I am not supposed to be always on or always quote-unquote functional. And when I am not feeling well, when you are not feeling well, you are allowed to take some time off because the priority is taking care of yourself no matter what. And I know that I'm speaking from a position of privilege where I can do that. I can stop doing some things in my business if I want because my schedule and my kind of business allow for it. You may be not at that point, so I want to acknowledge that too. But still, I don't want to be here, and when I say here, I mean producing content when I don't feel well. Because this is not content. What I'm creating right now is my way to connect as deeply as I can with you in a very genuine, authentic, and aligned way with my own core self and my values. And if I'm not well, I don't text my friends. I probably don't reply to calls unless they're my mom's calls, otherwise she get very worried about me being sick. I guess you know what I'm talking about. But I mean, what I'm saying is that we don't need to be pushing out newsletter or podcast or whatever you may be creating for your quote-unquote audience if we don't feel well. And I know this is not the first time you hear this from me and from probably other people that you are listening to or writing their newsletters or blog posts, because I guess the people you are following, even though I hate the word following, it conveys the message. Those kind of people are people who are probably telling you values align with what I am saying right now. But I still think that it is worth to be repetitive with this kind of message, because I myself struggled to take care of myself those days. I kept thinking I should do this and I should do that. I should record a podcast. I need to do that because otherwise I will fail. Who? I don't know. I won't fail you, I'm sure about that. I would have failed societal expectations, probably. What I mean is that we are all born and raised, or most of us were born and raised in a society that links and ties our self-worth with our ability to produce. And so it's always very difficult for us to take a break and take care for ourselves. And so I thought I wanted to take some time at the beginning of this episode to acknowledge that and repeat myself, because this is one of the ills I'm ready to die on for. Now, let's talk about today's topic. That is one that I think I didn't want to explore, actually, because it is that time of the year where almost everyone is talking about year in a review, reviewing, reflecting on the year, and it's something that I used to talk about this usually at this time of the year. But I mean, I was thinking, no, I'm not going to do that in 2025 for a change. But then I happened to listen to, I think it is the latest episode from the Off the Grid Clubhouse podcast. And there is a great conversation between the host, Amelia Ruby, and the guest, the one and only Amanda Laird, both my business friends. And they talk about the, you know, they do some kind of 2025 marketing recap, starting from the marketing trends and forecast episode they did at the very beginning of the year. And when they started talking about what they said at the beginning of the year, I was like, oh my gosh, it feels like a lifetime ago, more than one lifetime, probably 2 to 3 lifetimes ago. I don't know if you know what I mean, or if it resonates with you. And that's where I thought, oh, well, yes, I think talking about a reflection, you know, reflect back on your past year could make sense, because it feels so further away in time that probably there are some things that we forgot about and that could be interesting to resurface or to acknowledge. And so here we are. What I'm going to do is basically hold space for you so you can reflect back and acknowledge what you did, what helped you. And I will try and share with you a few prompts that may be slightly different from the usual year in review prompts, if it makes sense. So they can help you see things from a different perspective, maybe. But first, since this is a space where I encourage you to connect and to listen to your inner wisdom, please ask yourself, is this a good time for me to reflect back on my past year? And if it is, keep listening by all means. But if it's not, feel free to either schedule a time to, you know, listen back to the episode and work on the prompts, or just trust that this episode will pop back into your playlist when you most need it. Okay, so if you're still here, I will share with you my prompts, and you just feel free to pause and reflect or journal if you like. Okay, first prompt. What have you created, built, or cultivated this year? And how did you show up? Think about your business, your creative journey, maybe your leadership path, but also your personal life if you want. And here is the second prompt. If you think back to the beginning of the year, how much did you trust that you would be able to create, build, or cultivate those things and show up as you did? Third prompt. Throughout the year, how aligned did your decisions and actions feel? Fourth prompt. What helped your process of aligned building and showing up? And what didn't? Final prompt. What insights are coming up for you and how can they support you in the coming months? Wow. Well, when you take some time to reflect or ponder this, I would really love to hear what came up for you and if there's anything surprising or maybe that you expected to see or, you know, anything that you want to share, I'd love to hear that. So email me or send me a voice message through SpeakPipe. You will find my email address and the SpeakPipe link in the show notes, of course. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Before we part ways, let me take a moment to remind you that I will have a new one-on-one coaching availability starting probably late January, beginning of February. And as always, the best way to for you to decide if this is a kind of work that works for you is, you know, scheduling and doing with me a clarity session, which is an actual coaching session, a complimentary one that allows you to experience my approach to coaching and see if you like it, if it works for you, and if this is a kind of journey that you want to do and share with me. You will find a link for the clarity session, of course, in the show notes. And of course, if you have any kind of question, you can always email me and I'd be glad to hear from you and answer to your doubts or questions. But now it's time to part ways for the last time in 2025. And before we do that, I want to thank you for spending some time with me this year. I'm really grateful that you decided to listen to the podcast and maybe read the newsletter too. And I'm looking forward to meeting you again at the beginning of the new year. I hope you have as gentle or energetic as you wish holiday season, and that in any case, it brings you happiness and joy and regeneration. Talk soon.